Did the world need another zombie apocalypse drama? According to critics and viewers, yes.
They're saying it's a virus, some kind of parasite. No cell phone, no radio. A minute ago, newsman wouldn't shut up.
How do you know?
What?
How do you know we're not sick?
That's from the new show The Last of Us, which became the second biggest HBO debut ever, right behind Game of Thrones spin-off House of the Dragon. So for this and more TV to look forward to in early 2023, we're joined by NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hey, Eric.
Hi.
So The Last of Us, it's yet another show about survivors of a zombie apocalypse, but it's based on a video game that came out a decade ago. What makes it worth seeing today?
Well, you're right. I mean, when I first heard about this show, I thought to myself, I mean, I've seen The Walking Dead, I've seen The Road, I've seen, seen 28 Days Later. You know, do we really need to see another one? But what's really special here is the storytelling. It's focused on a world that's sort of ravaged by this fungus instead of a virus. And they do a great job of introducing you to characters that then later link up to the two characters at the heart of the action, Joel and Ellie. Joel is a guy who's, you know, really good at all the things you want to be good at in a zombie apocalypse, killing people and things like that. Ellie is this girl where you think that there's some cure to this fungus in her body. So there's a moment where people who have Ellie are trying to convince Joel and his partner Tess to take this girl across the country where doctors might be able to examine her. So we have a clip where Tess is talking to the person who has the girl and they're haggling over the circumstances for this deal. Let's listen to it.
Okay, here's the deal. We'll get her to your crew at the state house, but before we hand her over, they give us everything that we want. If not, we kill her there and then. Deal.
Really? That fast?
You are all that matters. My team will not jeopardize that.
In there, you hear a little interjection from Bella Ramsey, who plays Ellie. You might remember her from Game of Thrones. She played a character there. She is brilliant in this show. The acting is wonderful. Just really well done all around.
Yeah, okay, you've made me want to see it. So let's move on. We also wanted to talk to you about Accused, a show debuting this week on Fox. Here's a bit from the promo.
Every moment of every day, we all walk the line.
Between truth and lies.
Memory and fact.
Innocence and guilt.
Sometimes we cross that line.
It's about defendants in criminal trials. So tell me, why are you looking forward to this one?
Well, there's 15 different stories. Some of them can be a little rote, but there are a few. There's one that's centered on a deaf woman who decides to kidnap a baby when she realizes that the parents of the baby, the baby's also deaf, want to give her a cochlear implant without waiting until she's old enough to decide for herself whether she wants it. And that was directed by Marlee Matlin. Some of these episodes actually give you some real insight, and they really delve into powerful issues.
Okay, good to know. Now, The Daily Show, also starting this week, has a new rotating slate of hosts because of the surprise departure of Trevor Noah. So who's getting a chance at the host chair?
Well, a lot of different people. I mean, everybody from Al Franken, former Senator Al Franken, to Hasan Minhaj, who, of course, was on The Daily Show at one point as a correspondent. But this week, we saw Leslie Jones start off. And Leslie Jones and Wanda Sykes are going to be the first two. And so it's interesting that this show, in late night, which is often criticized for a lack of diversity, the first two guest hosts are going to be Black women who we have rarely seen host late night shows. And Leslie Jones has just been really, really funny in the first two episodes that I've seen that she's hosted, including we've got a clip of her talking about George Santos and the allegations that he swindled a veteran by using him as part of this GoFundMe campaign that he never gave him the money. Let's listen in.
So you telling me this man didn't steal $3,000 from a dog? He didn't just steal from a service dog. He didn't just steal from a dying service dog. He stole from a disabled, homeless, veterans, dying service dog? Oh my God! You evil and stupid.
She has a much different style Amazing. Than Trevor Noah, mm-hmm. but equally funny in talking about the day's events. And so what will be interesting is to see the different styles of the different comics who come through in this format.
Okay, so finally, Eric, what will you be watching in February?
Well, I'm a Star Trek nerd. So there's a show, Star Trek Picard, and they're bringing back all of the old characters from the Star Trek The Next Generation. And even if you only have a vague idea of who these characters are, I think you would enjoy watching it. And it's by far the best version of the show. It's the third and final season. So on Paramount Plus next month in February, worth checking out.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Thanks as always, Eric.
All right. Thank you.